there. Welcome to this week's message from Real Life Ministries. We are so glad that you're here. We hope that this message will encourage and inspire you to walk closer with Jesus. Now sit back and relax, and let's dive into the Word together.
Real Life, it's so good to be here with you. And isn't that exciting, just thinking about what God has done and is doing through Real Life Ministries all around the world. 42 countries, I believe, is what was represented there, that God is allowing us, our team from Real Life Ministries, to have an impact in 42 countries around the world. That's incredible, because we have an incredible God. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, about what's going on in those countries. We're going to talk about our team that God is equipping and using, and how they are reaching countries around the world, what that looks like, how they do it. COVID is kind of still interesting, and sometimes for Missions Week, we have guest pastors that fly in from around the world, people that we work with, but because of what's still going on with travel, we've been unable to do that, but we're able to hear them. Many of them have sent in video clips, and we're going to be able to listen to their heart about how God is working in their countries, and through the partnership that we have, Real Life Ministries, with these amazing pastors around the world. But we're going to start with a multiple choice quiz. Now, those of you that either went online or on the app or picked up a paper copy of the sermon notes tonight, there's five questions, multiple choice. We're just going to review two or three of those, see how you did. You can maybe fill in the rest after you listen to the message. We'll see if you get the right answers. So number one is going to come up on the screen here. It says, our missions team at Real Life is also known as the Real Life IDT, which stands for, now if you were listening to Craig who introduced this, he gave you the answer. So we're starting off with a softball. You should be able to get this one. Does it stand for A, Incorporated Digital Technology, B, International Discipleship Team, or C, Interpol Detective Team? Not too tough for the first one. So I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. And when I say three, I want you all to shout out which answer, the letter that represents the answer. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
B.
Whoa, that sounded pretty unanimous. Pretty good. Okay. Now we're going to skip over a couple. You can do those at home, but we're going to look at number four. Get a little tougher here. See if you can get this answer. In order to help pastors around the world, we use volunteers from Real Life Ministries because they are A, free, no cost to us. What a great deal. B, because they're actual practitioners of biblical relational discipleship, Jesus model. Or C, they're submissive and easy to work with. Or D says, well, okay, maybe both A and C, but not always, or A and B, but not always C. So this is a tougher one. On the count of three, shout out what you think is the answer. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
D.
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, D, and that's kind of tongue-in-cheek because our volunteers are great. They are free, although we feed them a lot of food, so we have to maintain them. But we have amazing volunteers. We're going to talk to you more about that as we go on tonight. And they are actual practitioners. So that means they just don't talk about discipleship. We don't pair them up with pastors around the world so they can just talk about something from a book or even something from God's Word. They will, of course, share God's Word, but it's that they're actually living it out. And they truly are actually submissive and easy to work with. All right, we're going to go on to number five. Number five could get even tougher here. To reach the communities and the people in other countries with service, compassion, care, and meeting needs, we send lots of money to the churches we work with around the world. Or B, send our people from Real Life to do all these services in other countries. Or C, we intentionally strengthen the local churches in other countries that we work with so that they can be the church of Jesus and impact the people in their communities. Or D, we support missionaries from the United States to go live in other countries so they can do all the work. All right, you thinking about it? When I count to three, shout out that letter. Ready? One, two, three. Good job. Yeah, we're going to go with C on that one. Now, this is interesting because some of these other things are good things, right? And could contribute towards the growth of the kingdom. So it's not that we don't do some of those things, but we do focus 100% on discipleship, and our focus is in helping the pastors that lead churches in other countries, the national and indigenous pastors, helping strengthen them and strengthen their churches so that the local church in those countries can be the hero and be the entity, the body that God uses to reach out to the people in their community. We want to come alongside, not take over and do it ourselves. We want to lift up and equip other leaders around the world so that they can do it and so that they can multiply. So how'd you do on the quiz? Pretty good? You got a couple more you can check out at home, right? So as you're maybe catching on to, especially if you're new here at Real Life, we do missions here a little bit differently than most churches do it. Our focus is truly discipleship. Just like it is at home base, it is around the world. And as we unpack this tonight, I think you'll get a good grasp of that as we go through kind of how our team operates and the opportunities that God is giving us all around the world, which is just incredible. COVID has not slowed God down one bit internationally. He has opened doors and given us opportunities that are absolutely mind-boggling, breathtaking. And we just love that and appreciate that. Before we launch in to kind of see some of the nuts and bolts of what's going on out there, I want to share with you a couple of scriptures because we believe that everything we do internationally needs to be based in God's word. In our ministry, we say God's word is our map, and we want to always follow the map. So a couple of things are very much core values for us as we're going forth to do this in all the world, representing you, Real Life Ministries, representing Jesus Christ, representing the Word of God. Some of our core values are that we need to be aligned and united internationally with everything our home church is doing. We don't want to be doing something different. We want to be on the same road, the same course, and we believe unity and alignment is important. Super important to God and to his body, to his church. So let's read from John 17, verses 20 and 21. John 17, 20 and 21. This is Jesus. He's praying on behalf of his disciples. This is shortly before he goes to the cross, and this is what he says. I am not asking you on behalf of these alone. So Jesus praying to the Father saying, I'm not asking you just for these disciples that are around me right now, but also for those who believe in me through their word. So he's talking about future generations of disciples. He's talking about us. And he says, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So unity, oneness, is a precious concept to God. But also not just unity in anything, but unity in the mission that God has given us. Jesus was so intentional about every single thing that he did, including staying 100% focused on the mission that his Father gave him. I love the story of the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well. And Jesus is talking to her, and she comes to understand that he's the Messiah. And the disciples are off getting some food, and they come back, and they say, hey, Jesus, do you want something to eat? And he says, no. And they're like, oh, did somebody give him food? What happened? And he says, no, my food is to do the will of the Father. He said, I have food that you know not of. My food is to do the will of the one that sent me. So he stayed focused on his mission. We want to be focused on the mission of the church, the mission that God has given us. We want to be focused on that here in Post Falls and wherever we are representing Jesus and representing Real Life Ministries in the world. Remember the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Jesus says, go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations. We are doing that here. We're doing that in other countries. That is our mission. We have one mission, a united mission as Jesus' church. That's also described in Acts 1:8. Let's read that one too. Acts 1:8. This is after the resurrection. Jesus is talking to his disciples before he ascends up to sit at the right hand of the Father. And this is what he tells them. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and as far as the remotest part of the earth. Well, that's pretty powerful, isn't it? To be his witnesses, to carry his message to Jerusalem, the nearby area where they lived, to Judea, which extended further out, to Samaria, which was even further away, even to the remotest part of the earth, you're to take my message, be my witnesses. We believe that Jesus' message is divine, that it's directly from the Father, that it's not changeable. We believe that his methods also are divine, that they come from the Father. The way that Jesus lived, the way that he made disciples, we want to be witnesses of that and take that wherever we go. So we might replace Acts 1:8 for us to say we want to be his witnesses and be on one mission in Kootenai County, in the state of Idaho, in the United States, and all over the world, to the remotest part of the world. God has given us grace and opened doors now in 42 countries. What we're doing there is lined up with what we do right here at home base. It's lined up with me and you living out, being disciples, following Jesus, being changed by Jesus, being on mission with Jesus. It's lived out by the way that we're allowing him to transform our lives and that we become more like Jesus by following him and by drawing closer to him, by being in his word, by following through our actions, putting into action the things that we're learning. That's what we do here. That's what we've spread out when we do church plants. And it's an amazing thing here locally. God has just given us growth and strength. It's so awesome to see what he's doing right here in Post Falls, but also regionally with church plants. And now we have church plants that are planting plants and granddaughters and of churches, mother churches, daughter churches, granddaughter churches with one mission. Be disciples of Jesus Christ. Make disciples. So internationally, that's our heart and that's what we want to do. We want to be about how do we help the local church internationally in Africa, in Mexico, in New Zealand, in Germany, wherever it is. How do we help those leaders of local churches? How do we help them walk out Jesus' model? How do we help them live it out personally? And then how do we help them create that culture in their church and become a disciple-making church? And then how do we multiply, help them multiply out in their country to plant more churches, help more pastors, even reach other countries? That's what we're seeing happening. So we want to share some of that with you today. The team that we use to do that here locally is called the International Discipleship Team, or IDT. We're going to put a picture up on the screen here of our team as it gathered together. This was probably about 18 months ago or almost 2 years. And so you see we have some guests from other countries in there, but most of those people, they are our church members right here in Post Falls or in the North Campus or in Coeur d'Alene. These are people that they don't go live in another country, but because they are disciples of Jesus, because they have helped make other disciples, they've led small groups, they've branched small groups, they've coached small group leaders, they are practitioners of Jesus' model of discipleship. Because of that, they're able to come alongside pastors in other countries. They don't go live there, but they form a relationship with these pastors, and they walk alongside them, and they help coach them and teach them, and they do life with them. They go visit sometimes, or sometimes the pastors come here to visit, but they form a deep relationship because God has given us a great gift here at Real Life Ministries. He really has. He's given us great leadership. He's given us his word. He's given us an understanding of what Jesus' model of discipleship looks like, and the world is hungry for that. Pastors around the world are hungry for that. Let's watch a video here about some pastors that talk about their search for Jesus' model of discipleship.
In Africa, we have the church who is large in number, but not deep. So that was our burden, how the church can be founded in discipleship. So we tried many tools how to disciple people, but we come to know Real Life Ministries and we found the pathway of discipleship, and especially how the discipleship has to be relational and biblical. So that was amazing. It was a good news for us.
When did I first come to contact with RLM? It all began for me back in 2014 when I was wrestling with what it might look like for us to be and make disciples here at Bendigo Baptist Church in Victoria, Australia. Well, it was in the course of that middle of 2014 that I discovered the book Disciple Shift, written by Jim and Bobby, and the shifts that it was suggesting that a church needed to make to grow a disciple-making culture really resonated with me at that point in time.
My first point of connection with Real Life Ministries was through finding Jim's book, Church as a Team Sport. And it's a pretty well-known story around the traps now, but essentially I walked into our local church bookstore, bumped into the clearance table, and that book fell off. And I picked it up to put it back, but read the title and thought, oh, sounds interesting. So I took it with me and it sat on the back seat of my car for a couple of days, and then I picked it up and read it again and thought, gee, this just makes sense.
Don't you love those accents? That's just kind of cool. We might need subtitles under the Aussies and the Kiwis too there, but no, that was good. I have run into so many pastors, and our team runs into them all the time, pastors who are just have hearts for God, hearts for their people, but they're saying, we know we should be producing disciples, but it's just not happening, and we don't understand why. They've never been shown Jesus' model of how to be and make disciples. They're doing the best they can, but they don't have the tools. They haven't been shown how to navigate the map and draw out of it Jesus' model. So our job as a team is that we start to come alongside these pastors. Usually we'll pair up a couple from here, from Kootenai County, from Real Life, with a couple in another country, a pastor and his wife, a couple here that knows how to be and make disciples, and they begin a relationship. And we try to help these pastors experience and discover what biblical discipleship looks like in real relationship. Let's watch another video here.
Was there like anything in particular that stood out to you through that training? Do you remember?
Yes. How, especially when I see the team that came over, they never not only teach biblical discipleship, but we look through their lives and we experience that through their lives as well.
So we get visitors, coach from Real Life Ministries in US, and they come in Burundi, and we spend time, good time with them. They know how to talk with people, how to live with people. They live in the house of us. So that means they are not distant for us. They want to be with us. Even though they don't talk too much, but their heart was talking too much.
Amen. I love that. They live in the house of us. Even though they wasn't talking too much, their heart was talking too much. He's talking about real relationship that the people from Real Life don't just tell pastors in other countries, oh, this is what you should do to make disciples. We do it together with them from the heart in real relationship. And God uses that. It's, you can feel as these pastors are sharing their story, the joy that they feel in having somebody come alongside them and helping them discover Jesus' model of real relational discipleship. Change begins to happen, the Holy Spirit at work, knitting hearts together. It's an amazing thing. And then our next step with them, now that they've been searching for it, they've experienced it, felt it, now we need to help them live it out. Because as a human temptation, it's kind of like, oh, wow, I found something really neat. Let me go tell somebody about it. But to skip over the step where I put it into practice in my life, it's easier to talk about it than it is to make changes in my life. So we want to help, just as we've learned to do, to apply it and live it out, we need to help the pastors realize that that step is essential. Pastor, you and your wife, this is great joy. It's great experience you're having. Now you need to walk it out. That will speak louder to your congregation, the way you model it and live it, than any words you have to say. Let's listen to this video about living it out.
A coach, his name is Mike and Loretta. They are a good man. They trained me and I learned many things from them because they have a deep love. They know how to train the people. They know how to share with others. And I spent many times in their home. And when they came to Burundi also, they stay in my home. And we continue to build our relationship. They are a model. They are a model for my life, for our pastors.
How deep is our relationship?
It grows deeper and deeper every day. Mm-hmm. And you not only see that in our coach, but they live it out through their lives. As we have seen that they have impacted not only our lives, not only our churches, but also the community that are surrounding our area as well. So we have seen that through their lives, and they have really, really engaged themselves in and building up relationship all throughout wherever they are. So they are well known now, wherever we are pastoring, and also to the churches that we pastor, of their way of life. So they lived discipleship relationship all throughout their lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Amen. So you're feeling it, I believe, that it's done in relationship. They're talking about how impactful it is to have a brother or sister come alongside them and live it out with them, to come and stay in their homes, to get down to the nitty-gritty with them, to do life with them. This is something that the pastors around the world are craving. And I think we're recognizing some of those faces. It's great to see Dave Allen, he and Tina are over in Fiji right now, and Pastor Tatao. You know, we've heard from pastors. Pastor Peter from Burundi has shared with us up there. We've had Ronald from Uganda. The pastors that we work with, we feel very blessed because they're humble men who are willing to live it out personally. And this is such a key, because finding the truth is one thing. It's everybody has the map, but to start to read the map and apply it to our lives is a whole nother deal. And so these pastors have humbled themselves to say, we're not the experts. We're not going to preach discipleship. We're going to live it out. And they do it personally. Then the next step we want to come alongside them and help them do is, okay, pastor's wife, you're living this out in your lives now. It's life-changing. You're discipling some other people. Now, can we help you create this culture in your church to make discipleship, Jesus' model of discipleship, to make it the DNA of your church, the culture of your church? That's what we try to do here at Home Base, right? Can not just the pastors, not just the leaders, but we as members of Real Life Ministries, can we be an army of disciples that are growing to be more like Jesus through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of His Word, through help from each other? We're growing and we're discipling others. Can we make that the culture of the church, the fabric, the DNA of the church? We want to help the pastors around the world be able to do that. Let's listen to Pastor Dave Lovell from Bendigo, Australia.
And 2 years ago, we realized that the end goal was not small groups, but it was growing people towards spiritual maturity. And it was the realization that there's a whole number of relational environments, vehicles that we've learned that actually help us to move people in that direction. And I think that's going to be a real key thing for our church as we move into 2021 and into the future, is helping people as they endeavor to be and make disciples, realizing that there's a variety of vehicles that will help grow people towards spiritual maturity in Christ. And the other thing I think I want to just say that's been a real key for us has been the international discipleship team and just the leadership of Dave. His input into my life and into the life of our staff team over the last 5 years has been incredible. And you only know what you know. There's been many times when I've called and said, hey, Dave, hey, I'm stuck. I'm not quite sure what to do next. Any thoughts around this? And as we've dialogued every 2 or 3 weeks together, that has been such a valuable input into my life that I cherish so deeply, and I'm so grateful to RLM for.
Pastors around the world they're hurting. They're searching, they're hurting. They're so appreciative and overjoyed to have a church that supports, through your tithes and offerings, supports a team of people that can come alongside them. And some of them have asked, well, what does real life get out of this? Well, we get to participate in the miracles that God is doing to grow his kingdom around the world. That's a pretty awesome thing. Amen? You know. And you might say, well, I'm not a part of that team. But if you're giving, you are a part of that team. If you're living it out here at home base, you're a part of our team. Because that's why we can do what we do around the world, is because we have credibility, because you guys are living it out here at home base. If you're praying for these pastors or for our international discipleship team, you are a part of what's going on around the world. And we'll talk in a few more minutes, we'll talk about some of the amazing opportunities that God has given us. Because as we are faithful in being disciples here in Post Falls and Kootenai County, as we're faithful in making disciples, he gives us more and more opportunity in Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth, in Idaho and the United States and all the countries in the world. He opens up incredible doors. Now, so we've walked them through. Pastors are searching for it. We help them discover it. We live it out with them. We help them lead their churches to become disciple-making churches. Now, the next step we want to see through God's power is, can we help them spread that in their countries? Can we help it go outside their church walls, just like it's going outside our church walls? And can it impact other churches in their country and even beyond? Even beyond. We have one pastor who started 8-9 years ago with this and has walked this pathway with our team, and he is now spreading this model to over 10 countries, hundreds of churches. We've walked alongside him, but him and his team are impacting a whole continent. Let's listen to a couple of pastors talk about spreading it beyond their church walls.
I started to train our churches and to start the small home group in our congregation. Also, I had the opportunity to train other pastors interdenomination. I trained many pastors from Burundi, DRC, Rwanda, Uganda, South Sudan, and Kenya. I was very, very interested by this ministry. Lesson, how to make disciples with the relationship, how to help the church to grow, to become mature. Thank you very much.
Relationship with the pastors. And one thing I've noticed is they have not just sat on this information that we share as far as biblical relationship is concerned, discipleship is concerned. They have actually also gone back home to their churches and done the same thing, working with their branch satellite churches. So it is something that when I went to Burundi, I brought back Fort Portal, and the Fort Portal church pastors have also taken back to other church pastors in their regions. So it has really greatly multiplied over and over and over and over again.
Amen. Yeah, praise God. Yeah. Our God is such an amazing God, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised that actually his plan works. That when Jesus left and he had this ragtag bunch of disciples that didn't seem like the brightest bunch in the world, but he had invested 3 years in them, and he gave them the model and said, like I've done with you, you go and do it, spread it all over the world, that actually works. And we're seeing that. We're seeing this go. We spend some years working with a pastor, and suddenly we get to this spot of multiplication, and it works. They're able to share with other pastors in their countries, and then they cross borders and go to other countries. It's an amazing thing, and we just praise God. He's giving us opportunities like this. He keeps opening doors to other countries. He keeps the pastors we're working with having opportunities in more countries. There's some exciting things coming up where worldwide organizations, large mission organizations, are now coming to Real Life Ministries in Idaho and saying, can you show us how to do this, whatever this thing is you call biblical relational discipleship, this thing you invented? And we're like, oh no, we didn't invent this. There was this book, we found this book, and actually this method's been around for a couple thousand years. And even before that, even in Old Testament times, we see that God's intention has always been for his people to be the light of the world, for his people to share that with the nations. Now, how can you help? How can you get engaged in this work? Well, we mentioned before, if you are living it out, that's number one. If you are giving, if you are praying, you don't know how much we appreciate that and how much of a help that is. So that's number one. Please, please keep doing that. Number two, we have a thing once a month, first Sunday of every month, 11:30 a.m. over in Building 2 Auditorium called the Missions Rally. Everyone is invited. If you just want to come out, that's where we tell you, hey, this is what we've seen God doing this month. We give information about what's going on in missions, international discipleship with Real Life Ministries. You'd know what to pray for. You can ask questions. If you keep coming to that, we may grab a hold of you and put you to work, but don't worry about that. Just come out and check it out. Find out the information there, and you'll know what to pray for. Now, we have a couple of other opportunities that are very unique and not very common, special opportunities that God has given us. Pastor Jim is traveling this week, couldn't be here, but he blessed us by doing a video that explains one of the greatest opportunities I believe we've ever had in international discipleship.
Hello, Real Life family. It's Missions Weekend. And every year we have a weekend that's dedicated to our missions ministry here at Real Life. And you may not be aware of this, but we have staff and a volunteer team that works in, I think, somewhere around 40 countries right now. We do training on discipleship. We have different kinds of ministry to the whole world. You know that we believe that our ministry here in America is a missions ministry, but it's not only in America, it's around the world. And as we stay the course in discipleship and say, no, we're teaching churches to make disciples, not just converts, in America and around the world, we're getting more and more opportunities that are just mind-blowing. And I'm so grateful that our church tithes. Much of what happens in missions ministry happens because of our general tithe. But from time to time, we come to you with some differing kinds of opportunities. So we have a special project that we're making available to you. Right now, we have 30 pastors in Mexico that have come together. They're working on their own behalf to raise a certain amount of money for a training. These churches are invested, and there are 30 men who are invested to go to a training that we're going to be doing in Mexico. And we want them to pay half, but we want to pay half for them. We're going to do a two-month process or a project here with our missions team to take those 30 pastors in an in-depth sort of study on discipleship, experiential, where we're going to meet them for 2 months to launch 30 churches in Mexico in partnership with the Mexican church. So here's what we're asking you to do. If missions is on your heart, if that's something that you really feel called by God for. And that's your passion. This is a chance for you to go over and above your tithe, if you can, and give towards this project. And then just think of it, 30 churches in Mexico. There is a church there, a church national that is, you know, struggles, but is seeking to do something great. We get the opportunity to participate in that. So if this is something you want to give towards, we want to encourage you to do that. We're making a difference all around the world, and you are a part of it when you tithe, and when you give over and above your tithe, it makes a difference. So God bless you, and just love our missions team. Oh my goodness, I hope you're being encouraging to them. They're working with people all around the world that are just being involved in amazing things, and we get to be a part of it. God bless you.
Amen. I am really pumped up about this. Yeah. This is an opportunity that we've been thinking about for years, and now it's coming to fruition, where we can go down and spend 2 months with these new church planters, people that are about to go out to plant churches. And they're a poor country. They've scraped together funds. We're going to come alongside and help them. And for 2 months, instead of launching a bunch of church plants, and then after it's been tough for several years, we come down and start giving classes on how can you get your church on the right track. This is a chance to invest in them and do it right from the beginning, Jesus' model of discipleship. So if God puts that on your heart, we need to raise just over $34,000 to support that. That's our part. You can do that by going online go to the website, go to giving, look at the special missions project. You can do it there. You can do it on the app, or you can go out the doors and just to the left. Tonight there's a kiosk out there. It's got special envelopes you can use, or it's got a QR code. You can shoot the QR code and it'll take you straight to the spot. Please pray for this. If God puts it on your heart, please give to it. I believe it's a world-changing opportunity. We're also going to have opportunities while this is happening in a few months for people to go down to Mexico during the training and help them with some other things. Help them learn some carpentry skills, learn some how to run a coffee shop skills, because a lot of those pastors will need to support themselves while they're pastoring, be bivocational. So we want them to have those skills, and we'll also have some crews that can help build one of the buildings for a church plant. It's gonna be good. We wanna close up now by just listening to two of the pastors just say a thank you to you guys, to Real Life, for the way that you have touched their lives.
So as you come to Missions Week this week, I just wish you all the very best. You have been an incredible blessing to not only me, but also to my family and to the congregations that I serve. So keep up the great work, and I look forward to seeing you all again real soon. God bless.
I want to thank you so much for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. It is such a great honor, you know, such a great opportunity to be able to work with you, to partner with you through Pastor Paul. I'm very, very, very humbled, and I'm very, very thankful at the same time that we are partners in the field, that you guys pray for us as we too also pray for you. God bless you so much. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Let's pray. Let's pray for the work that he's doing through you guys, through Real Life Ministries around the world. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. It really is overwhelming and such an honor to be able to participate in the growth of your kingdom, to be used by you, even as imperfect as we are, Lord. I thank you that you are using Real Life Ministries here in Kootenai County, across the nation and around the world, Lord. And I pray that you will help us to continue to be committed to grow as your disciples and to grow as disciple makers and to walk out the one mission that you've given us to reach to the ends of the earth. We pray that in Jesus' name, amen.
We want to thank you for spending part of your day with us. Our mission at Real Life is to reach the world for Jesus, one person at a time. If you'd like more info on the ministry or giving opportunities, be sure to download the RLM app or visit us online at reallifeministries.com.